This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, August 14th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. LCFS changes are out and renewable diesel caps are in. Fires can hurt farm water weeks later. And USDA launches Carbon Credit Council. Wildfires damage ag water systems. Wine grape growers who have experienced wildfires along their vineyards are keenly aware of the damages that could appear weeks later. A new study confirms just how vulnerable water systems are to fires and that debris smoldering underground for weeks can still wreak havoc on infrastructure. A team of researchers at Purdue University assessed the damage left behind from last year's Maui fires. They found ruptured pipes, contaminated wells, and broken pumps. Water sources, along with the pipes and tanks, can be unsafe to use since the broken metal and burned plastic can release long-lasting toxic chemicals. Standing water can also capture hazardous contaminants from smoke. The scientists described their findings as a warning to ag regions throughout the West. Every year, the U.S. experiences an average of 60,000 wildfires and 7.2 million acres burned. CARB posts new LCFS amendments. The Air Resources Board has drafted new amendments for its proposal to update the Low Carbon Fuel Standard. The revised framework would nearly double the current target for reducing the carbon intensity of gasoline and diesel. The Coalition for Renewable Natural Gas, which often advocates for dairy digester incentives, welcomed the proposed modifications. They would, quote, allow renewable natural gas to continue to displace dirty diesel, reduce methane emissions, and eventually produce zero-emission fuels such as hydrogen, according to Sam Wade, public policy director at the Coalition. He said the updates would restore stability for the ag and waste sectors as they work toward a 2030 methane goal. The coalition was concerned, however, about a provision that arbitrarily reduces the crediting periods for avoided methane. On that note, CARB has also posted a fact sheet on how ag vehicles must comply with its Clean Truck Check regulation. Farmers must report any diesel trucks over 14,000 pounds into the system and submit their trucks to periodic emission testing starting next January. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. California may cap credits for soy or canola-based renewable diesel. CARB is proposing to cap the amount of renewable diesel made from soybean or canola oil that would qualify for LCFS. CARB's proposed amendments to the rules would also require feedstocks such as soybeans to be certified as meeting sustainability criteria. CARB is proposing to continue an exemption from LCFS requirements for jet fuel, removing the exemption as the board had originally proposed could encourage the use of sustainable aviation fuel. Under CARB's proposals, companies would be eligible for LCFS credits for no more than 20% of their biomass-based diesel that comes from soybean or canola oil. Our full report is available at AgriPulse.com. USDA taking nominations for Carbon Credit Verifier Advisory Council. USDA is seeking nominations for an advisory council required by the Growing Climate Solutions Act. It'll focus on making it easier for producers to participate in voluntary environmental credit markets, including carbon credits. Yesterday, the agency announced in a Federal Register notice that it plans to establish the Greenhouse Gas Technical Assistance Provider and Third Party Verifier Program Advisory Council and is seeking nominations for the panel's membership. The goal of the council is to reduce market confusion and connect producers seeking carbon credits with third-party verifiers and technical assistance, according to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack in a release. Vilsack said, quote, "Establishing this council with a slate of expert members from diverse backgrounds will be an important step forward in creating a program that can assist a wide scope of our stakeholders in assessing strong and verified environmental credit markets, furthering the Biden-Harris administration's commitment to advancing climate-smart agriculture and creating new income opportunities for small and mid-sized farmers," Vilsack said. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Here's today's final word. These are the state's backbone and lifeline, ensuring we have food on the table and the agricultural economy continues to thrive. That's Senator David Cortese of Silicon Valley, who saluted YOLO 6, a group of farm workers who recently walked off the job to protest their employer not providing sufficient heat protections. Cortese has partnered with United Farm Workers on a bill to make it easier for farm workers to claim workers' compensation for heat-related injuries. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, August 14th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.